It is unknown how many soldiers are killed defending Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky said there could be up to 100 killed a day, but Kyiv never reveals exact figures. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley recently followed a special volunteer unit that deals with the many casualties of war and has this report.
We're outside the morgue, Central Morgue in Dnipro. The vans pull up, the coffins are brought out with a cross and flowers. All day long, the caskets are brought out with the flowers and the crosses and loaded into the vans.
This is where volunteer Oleg Repnoy begins his journey.
My job is to accompany these heroes on their last trip home.
The 55-year-old with an intense blue gaze was an interior designer before the war. He says since February 24th, no one could keep up with the number of casualties. That's why they created this special unit.
My work is important because I'm also taking care of all the bureaucracy and paperwork for families in grief. And they are grateful, but you need to have strong mental health to do this job.
On this day, Repnoy sets out for a small village several hours south, closer to the front lines. He's carrying two coffins with the remains of soldiers killed in early May who were only recently recovered. Out on the road, the vast Ukrainian plain stretches far as the eye can see. There are shimmering wheat fields on one side, bright yellow sunflowers on the other. Repnoy listens to music and thinks about the soldiers he's carrying and the land he's crisscrossing. He says he's traveled extensively and thought he knew his country well.
But when I started delivering dead soldiers, I began to think about how beautiful our country is. I just never imagined I'd discover my country going from morgue to morgue.
On the side of his white van, which was once used to deliver flowers, the number 200 is written in black. The name of this operation, Cargo 200, is military jargon for the transport of dead soldiers because each coffin with body is said to weigh around 200 kilograms. The term became part of public consciousness in the 1980s when Soviet soldiers' bodies were brought home from the war in Afghanistan. When Repnoy stops for gas, people know what cargo he's carrying. 44-year-old Olga Bereza looks over as she fills her tank, but she doesn't feel reverence.
Honestly,
ненависть.
We feel only hate.
На даний час ми відчуваємо ненависть, на жаль.
When the war came into our home and our people are being killed right now, we can feel only hate, unfortunately.
Members of the soldiers' regiment are waiting to meet the coffins when Repnoy arrives in the village of Apostolovo. They slide the caskets out of the van one by one. One of the dead soldiers is 47-year-old Andriy Bilai, who is from this village. His mother, 70-year-old Vera Bilai, has been waiting for him. She says there were foreign soldiers fighting for Ukraine stationed here in the village, and she took care of them.
They didn't speak Ukrainian, but I used Google Translate, and I brought them food, borscht, pancakes, dumplings, handmade dumplings, and I fed the foreign soldiers.
But no one took care of my son, she cries. Bilai pulls out a large photo of Andriy from a plastic bag. He worked for the railroad. She says everyone loved him. He was furious about the invasion and was on the front lines within days. She last spoke with her son on May 7th when he called to tell her he was going on a special operation in the Donetsk Oblast. I ask if she has a message for the world. People, please, don't fight. It is heartbreaking. It's very painful. Don't kill each other, she says.
The war took my son. The war stole my son.
On our way out of the village, we pass a World War II tank, a monument with an inscription. To the combatants of the Soviet Army, it reads, Liberators of the town of Apostolovo, February 1944, from its grateful citizens. Night is now falling, and Russian artillery rumbles in the distance. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Apostolova, Ukraine.